May a non-observant Jew serve as the chazan, as the Baal Tefillah? There's a Gemara in Tanis Daf, Tezayim and Beis, which essentially states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, hates a Shliach Tzibur that's Eino Hagun, that's not appropriate, that's not proper, HaYorei Lifnei HaTeira, that leads the davening. And Rashi says that this is, someone who's not Hagun is a Rasha, is a wicked person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sone also Yosef Mikulam, Vuhu Nosim Mikolo Lefanav. So Hashem hates, this is, he brings on a pasuk, the Navi, that Hashem hates someone who uses his voice, namely a Baal Tefillah, even though he's a Rasha, wicked person. And the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Siman Nun Gimel Seif Dalet, tells us, Shatz Shlich Tzibur Tzarech Shiyah Hagun. It needs to be Hagun. Veza Hagun, what's considered Hagun, what's considered proper? Shehei Rekon Me Averos. He should not, he should be empty from Averos. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat Yudalit, he says that if someone's pasul machmas aveira, if someone's invalid because of a sin, pasul yos shatz afilu bakroi, that he can't be the shlich tzibur even temporarily. And the Magen Avraham writes is only when he didn't do tshuva, when he did not repent. So it seems that if someone is a rasha, a wicked person, then, or a sinner, then he cannot lead the davening. Of course, the big question is, what's considered a sinner? And some poskim are strict on this. The Rav Avad Yosef says someone who shaves with a razor is considered a sinner. In Shulchan Shlomo he writes, someone who litigates, an attorney who litigates against other Jews in secular court. So it's a question, what's considered a sinner? But I think the general understanding that, let's say, someone who is public Shabbos violator, someone who publicly violates Shabbos, is considered a sinner. The question, though, is there any room to be lenient? And you find a number of tshuvos that are lenient under a number of circumstances. There's a tshuva by Rav Nata Greenblatt, the River of Sephraim, Chelak Dalad Simon Mem Dalad Os Kuf Mem Tes, Slates Tfilah de Yehudi Sheino Dati, to fulfill the obligation of tefillah by a Jew who's not religious. And he was asked a question from the Nasi Shel Beit HaKnesset HaConservativi. So the person was asked from the president of the conservative shul, Shababa Emsa Shavuot Lispal Beis Knesset Orthodoxy. He came in the middle of the week to daven in an Orthodox shul. And the gabbai sometimes sends him to finish the davening for Asher and Valetzion. Can you answer Amen? Can you yotze with that tefillah? And Rav Nata Greenblatt asked from Moshe Feinstein. And Moshe says, we're not sure what type of God the conservative Jew is davening to, but he thinks it's only regarding Kedusha but there's no issur to answer Amen or Heshmei Rabbah to him. And certainly, if there's Eva, if there's potential hatred, if you don't allow this person to daven, so it's not worth it to stop him from being a Baal Tefillah for Ashrei and Uvalet Zion. That's what he says for Ashrei and Uvalet Zion. And it's for Machlokes, to stay away from Machlokes, and it's permitted. Rav David Zvi Hoffman in Tshuva Melamed Lahol Chelik Aleph Aruch Chaim Siman Chavtes suggests that maybe there's another way to be lenient. He says he remembers that when he was there was someone who had yahrzeit and his store was open on Shabbos and he was a member of the community Kol Adat Yisrael and he led the davening and the gabbai wanted him not to daven because the community would be upset about it. And then this person went to the shul called Chevras Shas. And even though the gabbai there was a God-fearing person, he let him daven. And Rav David Zvi Hoffman writes, when I asked the gabbai, why didn't he stop him? This was the custom for many years in this space medrash here, that we don't stop people from leading the davening, even if their business is open on Shabbos. And what's the reason? So Rav David Zvi Hoffman suggests that maybe the reason is that they relied on the tshuva by the Binyan Tzion HaChadashos, Rav Yaakov Etlinger, Siman Chav Gimel, that Mechalei Shabbos in our days are considered a little bit like a Tinok Shenishba. They're not considered in the old days, if you rejected Shabbos, it means that you rejected God, that God didn't create the world. But nowadays, there are people who are God-fearing Jews that for whatever reason, they don't observe Shabbos, or they observe Shabbos in some ways, but they still do Malach on Shabbos. The beginning of the Hashkama Minyanim in this country, in America, was from people who daven and then they went to work afterwards. So to be someone who is not observant nowadays, not necessarily that you're rejecting everything. And he suggests that maybe they are tinok shenishba. They're considered like someone who doesn't know any better. And therefore, you would be allowed to allow them to lead the davening. So there's room to be lenient, even though it seems a simple understanding is that we should probably avoid it, someone who's machal shavs for hesher from leading the davening. But there are tshuvos that seem to allow it. I'll just share with you one more tshuva. This is in B'marei HaBazak, Chelek Gimel, Siman Vav, talks about machal shavs as a shliach tzibur. So in this particular community in New Jersey, the miuta de miuta shel mispal mehem shomer shabbos. The small minority of people were shomer shabbos. So can you allow a machal shabbos to be the chazan? And in the tshuva, he writes that this is a pikuach nefesh ruchani letzibur. It's a spiritual pikuach nefesh for the congregation. So therefore, you shouldn't stop the kehila that allows Machal Shabbos to lead the davening. He writes that it's better, there are reasons to be lenient, and some of them that we mentioned, and potentially they're somewhat subjective. If you're a leader of the tzibur, but the tzibur themselves essentially are okay with someone leading them who's not, you know, Shomer Torah mitzvos. Again, what can you do? That's the tzibur, that's the community, which will try to inspire everyone. So there could be reason to be lenient. And he writes, better that they only daven psukei dezimra. He does write in the Marei Bazak, he says, Mikom kom ein laseis lenosei isha nachris lo asli of tanteva. Someone who's intermarried, you want to create a fence that we're not into intermarriage. So that's a red line that thinks he should be kept. So again, it's a little tricky in terms of this issue. Can you allow a non-observant Jew to lead the davening? I think the simple understanding is you try to avoid it, and that could very well be the policy of a shul. But for those, if it's a difficult situation in a particular community, or you come into a shul and that's the current practice, so again, you have the Rivos Ephraim, who quoted Rav Moshe, who said to lead the davening, Asher Yavol Tzion, it's not the end of the world. You have the Rav David Tzvi Hoffman, who told the story about how they allowed it, someone who had yard sight, and he thought that maybe they're like a tinok shenishba. And if it's the entire community is not from, there's probably even greater reason to be lenient, like we saw in the tshuva by the Marei HaBazak.